So let's end off with some good news. And now that we're on level one of lockdown, many of the country's theatres have been gearing up for reopening. The State Theatre is getting ready to show a performance by jazz artist Mbuso Khoza called An Evening of Folklore. Let's speak now to Aubrey Sakabi, who is the artistic director at the State Theatre. Aubrey, thanks for coming on today. So when are your doors opening to real live humans and real shows again?
Thanks for inviting me, Mandy. We actually have opened. I mean, Idols is currently on and they allow audiences, which is family and friends at this stage. But on the 30th and 31st of October, we're having an evening of folklore with Mbuso Khoza. So we're opening for an audience of maximum of 250. And again, we will be having an opening of Angola Camp 13, the award, multi-award winning Angola Camp 13 between the 3rd and the 6th of December. And we are preparing for the big Mzansi Fela festival that will do outdoor with maximum of 500 audiences outdoor. So we are gearing ourselves for the big opening and we're looking forward to it.
Obviously, things are going to be a little bit different in the time of COVID. What can people expect if they are coming to the State Theatre?
I mean, now we're missing the energy that we used to get. And obviously, it's going to be a process. People must be patient. They must come early to the theatre as we process them into the theatre. But I think it's a good way for us to start with an evening of folklore with Mbuso Khoza, given our Pan-African outlook. I think to go back to our roots and to play our African music with jazz and just an exciting lineup of the band, like Kale Makene on percussion, Bongani Masilo on bass. So it's quite a good lineup and good music. I think for now they'll expect good music. And when Angola comes, as it is an award-winning musical in South Africa currently, I think that it's time to share that victory with them. So it's going to be exciting for us. Yeah.
But you have been busy during lockdown. Obviously, you've been able to support over 500 artists with your productions that have gone online. Is everybody still managing to keep going and persevering and staying afloat?
It's tough. It's really tough. But they keep going, the artists keep going, but it's really tough because even when you give relief, you know, you give relief for that project. And so there have to be many of such projects so that the artists could get proper relief. But it's really tough, but they are working. I mean, this week we're filming 15 bands. 2 weeks ago, we filmed 15 bands. So we're trying to keep them going so that they can also send their content out there and sell it. So we're really working hand in hand, working together to make sure that we can survive this normal.
Aubrey Sakabi, he's the artistic director at the State Theatre. So some good news there now that we have gone down to level one. The State Theatre and many other theatres also getting ready to open properly. And the State Theatre is going to be starting with a performance by jazz artist Mbuso Khoza, An Evening of Folklore. So you can book your tickets now.